From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Oh, morena, Troy, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. You've brought us some very exciting looking vinyl, lots of different colours going on here today.
There is. The colours was not a consideration. In fact, I didn't even know about the colours till I got
these surprise.
Ones.
Nice surprise.
So the first two things we're going to do are, they both have a Detroit connection.
Cool, nice.
And the third one was going to as well, but we changed our mind.
At the last minute.
Tess said, no, you're not allowed to play.
Tess looked outraged. I feel like that's not actually what happened there.
But kind of what happened. Anyway.
Which one do you want to start with? Because they're both lined up here ready to go.
Well, we'll start with what we've got on the right.
I have to do my lefts and rights with my hands.
We'll start
one
with
of those
the blue
things.
One.
Thank you. That's much easier.
So 20 years ago, Slum Village put out their second record, Fantastic Volume 2.
Who are Slum Village?
You know who Slum Village are.
Yeah, only because you told me off mic about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
Ago.
So it was Jay Diller. He was the producer and DJ, and T3 and Barton were the other members of Slum Village. Anyway, this record, I seem to remember, was massive. I could have a distorted view of it, but I think it was kind of big. But those of you listening now going, wait, that's not Slum Village. It kind of is, but it isn't. There's a reason. Abstract Orchestra from the north of England.
There we go.
Have done two new albums, Fantastic 2020, in conjunction with T3 and Barton. So basically they've remade the album with live instruments.
That's pretty awesome.
Now, it's not as bigger leap as they did in the past with Mad Villainy,
right.
and the Diller tribute they did, because for some reason you can hear now they've
kinda
played
sounds,
it and
yeah.
orchestrated it to sound like Diller Productions.
So you were saying though before that this is the one track on this double situation we've got going on here that sounds probably the closest.
I think
to
it's the closest
original.
Bit because of the way that those live drums are mixed to sound really like the boom bap.
Right. So those are live drums.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Everything you hear here is live.
Oh, nice bit of flute. You know, I'm a sucker for a flute. Just got to validate my 14-year-old after school flute lessons.
You don't need to feel bad about it.
I don't feel bad about it. I just feel like it was just such a dead end, you know?
No, that's not what this person thought, was
no,
it?
No, that's true. That's very true.
And listen to him now. Or her, whoever it is. So
it is a hymn. It's Dan Brunskill.
Stan, okay.
On alto sax and the flute. Or it could be James Russell, who also plays the flute. Or it could be Simon Kaler. Who knows? There's
all
three
men,
flutes
okay.
on here.
So what's the name of this tune?
This track.
End of side one.
I'm holding the wrong one.
Oh yeah, you're holding the red version instead of the blue version, which is the one we're listening to.
Oh wait, hang on, are they the same?
No, they're not.
No, they're not the same.
Different LPs.
End of side one, Hold Tight.
Oh, this, of course, this is Hold Tight.
So yeah, as you've pointed out, we've got two records here. This one is a very tasty piece of translucent blue vinyl. And it's got Intro, Conant Garden, Jealousy, Climax, Hold Tight, Tell Me, What's It All About, Forth and Back, Untitled, and Fall in Love on it.
Okay, you might think that Untitled isn't on the original Slum Village, and I can't remember if it is, but okay.
I wouldn't know. Are you a Jay Diller fan, Tess?
I am.
Is this sounding familiar to you?
A little bit, not really though. Not like a huge fan, but I like this.
It's nice. It's nice and smooth, which I like.
Do you own this, Troy?
Yeah.
Troy's a fan.
Yeah.
You own both of these.
Yeah.
So there's two vinyls. We've got a red one as well. It's also beautiful and translucent.
And
it's got Intro, Raise It Up, Once Upon a Time, Players, Eyes Up, To You, For You, CB4, Go Ladies, Thelonious, and Who We Are on it. So completely different.
Who We Are, that's good, because that used to be, that's Who We Be, isn't it, on Slum Village Fantastic.
Right.
So, you going to ask me a question?
Yeah, how many records do you think you have?
He's just counting them in his head now.
I don't know, some thousands.
Are they alphabetically ordered?
Absolutely.
Oh, good, thank God.
Strict. Strictly.
Do you have a card system?
Don't
or do you
to.
Have like a database?
No.
He does,
it's all
he's
in
got
your
memory.
Brain.
He knows every single record
he's like
he
Sherlock,
owns.
He's got his mind palace.
Yeah. Yep. Don't need no system like that. Go on.
So Abstract Orchestra.
Yes.
Have they done any other groups music before?
So they're not
just Jay Dilla fans.
No, well they did Mad Villainy.
Okay.
Two volumes of that, but one of them wasn't specifically Mad Villain stuff, but just Mad Lib stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They started off with Dilla. That was the first thing they did, and I think that's how they came to the attention of Slum Village.
Cool, okay.
T3 does rap on a few of these tunes, not so many, but some.
Yeah, it says vocals in brackets next to maybe two on each album, I think.
But they were like heavily involved in it.
That's very cool.
Village were. So they did recording and mixing both in Britain and in Detroit. Now, this is on Barak Records. Most of Abstract Orchestra are on ATA, but Barak was the label that put out the Slum Village Fantastic in the first place.
Right,
so
they're
involved.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't know Barak Records either.
No, you probably wouldn't if you don't have Slum Village album.
No, I don't. Maybe I'm going to go, this might be my homework. I go have a listen, increase my Jay Dilla knowledge. Every time I've listened to Jay Dilla, I've really enjoyed it. It's just one of those things I've never sat down and properly given it a crack, eh?
Well, the great stuff that Dilla did is great. He totally changed the game. He changed the town of hip-hop, without a shadow of a doubt. But the trouble is when you get someone like him who dies at the height of their success, after they die, suddenly there's this flood of other stuff that they hadn't finished that might have been demos and things. And so, you know, you can get a really skewed impression of what Jay Dilla was all about if you picked up the wrong one at the wrong time.
So. It's a hard line to tread there.
But these are Abstract Orchestra records. They're fantastic. I really dig these guys and ladies. Oh!
Oh, nice.
More Detroit. Well, kind of Detroit.
What have we got here?
Well, what we have here is a Detroit-Auckland collaboration. And so you know already I'm talking about the Leonard Simpson duo.
Very good.
So, Leonard Charles. I knew your heart. Move through your skin.
Put distance between us. So good. Miles away, even when we
occupy the same Leonard Charles, aka Jeremy, and Guilty Simpson. However, on this tune, we don't just have Guilty Simpson.
Who else have we got?
Amped up a bit with some Wild Child. You'll hear Wild Child soon. Negative results when they check your posts.
And if they can't find you, they wet your folks. This is a pretty, like, I think, an album that no one saw coming. You know what I mean? Everyone was like, what a combo. It's not something I think people had thought to... Oh.
Hey, why are we playing this one?
We've put the needle on the other track. Whoops.
Never mind. Doesn't matter.
This one's still very good.
If I had my headphones turned up so I could hear. But that's all right. So anyway, I don't know whether anyone saw it coming. Did Guilty Simpson, did he appear on the Leonard Charles Jay Dilla Donuts covers album?
Someone's just texted in about that. Dilla Donuts, 3!
Yeah. So I guess you kind of could have seen more Detroit related stuff coming from Jeremy. I don't know.
Nice.
Now, it says about this record that, you know, all of the stuff that you read about it before it came, they were going, oh, it's all like acid and LSD, Leonard Simpson duo.
Yeah, that's also what the cover of the record is, as well as a whole bunch of different tabs.
I have no experience with LSD, the substance, but so I have to go, okay, then I understand.
They could be postage stamps, maybe.
Maybe, I don't know. But it says that a lot of the samples were like from New Zealand, sort of 70s acid rock. Now, there's another one that I'm not completely au fait with, so I'll take that as on faith. Listen to this, though.
This is pretty cool. I think when this track came out, everyone was like, what is going on? No one thought they'd ever hear Guilty Simpson and Aldous Harding on the same record.
I reckon just flip it onto the one with Wild Child, the next one. Did we bump this or something? Tess is saying, no, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Here we go. So.
It's got a nice rose in the middle of this record.
Yeah.
It's quite pretty.
That might be something to do with LSD, I don't know.
peace maybe, world, you know, sir. The Labour movement?
Yo. I don't know.
Solidarity Forever?
Could be.
Support the miners?
Yeah.
I think it's probably early stage.
All right, so the only thing that jumped out at me, the only sample I recognised, I didn't recognise that Aldis Harding Marlon Williams one. I haven't really heard that record.
That was the one that really like surprised me because I love that song and I know that record very well. And I was like, what is this doing on here? And it took me a few listens to kind of like get used to it. And then I was like, no, this is cool. I really like this. Says this is way greener to me because I'm not familiar with Wild Child, so wasn't really expecting anything from it.
Wait for Wild Child, he's having a sec.
I eliminated all pressure and all stresses. Now we're doing it all in together. Persistence, I can see my goals in the distance. Providing is my sixth sense, and now we better now. I vowed to never let him down. Now light one for the ghetto child, fresh off 7 Mile. I hear you guilty.
He hears you guilty.
Villainous industry cats would strike me dead. Yelling through the megaphone at the crowd, pointed at guilty like he said. Never let him down. Clown, let off another round. Pound the mic off the ground like I was banded with the muscle of sound. From bad bastards, back on the map, kid. Step to the
see, now what Jeremy's done with the production here, I think it is really smart and kind of sneaky in the way that he's...
How's it sneaky?
Well, it's sneaky because he's kind of built it to sound, to bring you the same kind of feeling that classic Kanye productions, before Kanye was this odd pop star, when he was just a producer, there's a vibe from this which is similar to what he would get.
Back in the good old days of Kanye. Although I think that's probably very subjective.
I'm sure Kanye's happy with how he is. Good on him. There is another really weird thing on here is that there's an interlude called the Evol interlude, which it seems to be backwards samples of things from Love's Forever Changes album.
Really?
Yeah, from 68, yeah. How's this bit? Check this out.
This is cool.
I'm also not sure exactly what has been sampled on this and what Jeremy has replayed himself.
Right, okay.
Like some of the guitar stuff, I'm thinking, well, I have a suspicion that Jeremy is playing this, but I could be wrong.
There's a few people credited on the back. Moses McRae doing drums on a couple of tracks. Same with Jed Parsons.
Yep.
And Alan Brown doing keys on Message to My Ex. But it doesn't actually say much about who's doing the guitar on some of those tracks.
Maybe he sampled it, maybe he's playing it. Really interesting record, and Gildy Simpson is great on it. There's someone who's kind of should have more of a classic status than he does. And I say good on Jeremy for recognising a kindred spirit. What have we got here, Rachel?
Something that doesn't seem to be playing. Hang on. Do you want to sing for us in the meantime, Troy?
Nope.
I don't know what's going on there. One moment. Sorry, folks.
All right, so...
you tell us what we've got and I'll flop it onto the other side.
There's the Movement series on Tramp Records is now up to volume 10. So 10 years...
Here we go.
Oh, that was you, was it?
That was me. I had the fader down. 10 out of 10, Ashby. Good stuff. I was like, I can hear it, but I can't hear it. What is going on? Helps if you push the buttons.
So this is the 10th volume in the Movement series from Tramp, and it runs through sort of a jazz, soul jazz, funk, disco.
This
all
is
within
very
the space
cool.
of an album. This one here.
This makes me want to be on holiday. You know, it's got a very holiday vibe.
It does. But which side is Tess put on?
Side C, track one.
This is the Lido, Evil Ways. Now, the Lido were a trio that played on one cruise ship out of California.
Okay, well, that's why it sounds like it should be on holidays. Cruise music.
And Tess wanted some soul jazz, so I thought we'd do it with a bit spicier, make it some
spicy
Latin
soul jazz.
Sounding soul
but I didn't,
jazz.
I was gonna see which track was the soul jazz one, but I couldn't communicate with you while you were on air.
Oh, okay.
I think. Did you select this one, Rach?
No, I did.
Oh, you did.
So this is Evil Ways.
Evil Ways, spicy soul jazz.
cool that they're not using a bossa rhythm, but they're using the other tropes of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
what would you call this rhythm? Just a Latin rhythm? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some kind of samba. I don't know. So, what I didn't tell you, Rachel, because I knew that you would insist we played it, is the first 400 of these. Oh, look, it's got a 7-inch with it.
Oh, a tasty little 7-inch in there. Who's on the 7-inch?
It's Johnny Spinoza and the Music Makers.
Very cool, very cool. Remind us of the name of that record there,
this
Troy.
This one is called Movements, compiled by Tobias Kermeyer. It's volume 10, 10th year of this series from Tramp Records, and there's some great stuff. Let me just point out the Eddie Buster Band Kitchen Cooking. Now there's some fine organ jazz right there.
Organ jazz is what we need.
Yeah, and it's really cool. There's I'm not sure whether you're going to know anything on here except for maybe Maxwell doing Radiation Funk, which happened around, they recorded this disco tune around about the time of the Three Mile Island nuclear disaster.
Oh dear, not so
Radiation Funk.
Not so good, but hey, good music out of crisis maybe is always a thing that we can, you know.
Oh, they might not have been
silver
anywhere
linings.
Near it, so you know. Before that, Leonard Simpson duo, this is, I'm going to read from the sticker, the legendary Detroit underground MC Guilty Simpson and New Zealand producer Leonard Charles.
There we go.
Have teamed up to form the LSD.
Fantastic.
We've got copies of that in. It's really cool.
It is very cool.
And speaking of cool and speaking of Detroit, Slum Village have teamed up with the Abstract Orchestra for, I'm going to read the sticker, live jazzy orchestral interpretations of the J.D., a.k.a. J. Dilla, produced Classic Fantastic Volume 2. So it's two LPs. One is blue, and so is the record, and one cover is red, and so is
the
record.
So is the record. There were some very slick pieces of vinyl you brought us this week. Thank you very much, Troy. I'm going to go do my J. Dilla homework this week. Thank you for bringing those records in. See you in the shop.
Yes, you will.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.